This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
We had some performance by Sonny Gray in that win over the Rangers yesterday. 2-0, Gray goes 7 scoreless, allows 4 hits, walks only 1, strikes out 10. And afterwards, FanDuel Sports Network Midwest was there to hear from him.
I don't know. I just feel like I've been making strides in a good direction the last couple times out. I just feel like even after my last outing, I felt very, very good about how I threw the ball and kind of like how the ball's coming out of my hand. We took another step forward today. Had a really good plan going into the day. Executed it pretty well. Did some things that I haven't been able to do thus far this year. So I knew I was been making strides to that. And just, you know, worked on it throughout the week in the bullpen and came up with a good visual for me and executed some things a little bit differently. And it was a really good team to do that against. So, yeah, I mean, had a good plan. Had a couple really good plays at the wall, Burley with one, Lars with another. Pedro did an amazing job. That throw out and early in the game, that's a huge momentum killer for them, momentum.
That's Sonny Gray. Always love listening to him talk pitching. And joining us on KMOX is the president of baseball operations, John Mozeliak. A 2-0 win for Gray and the Cardinals yesterday. Mo, good morning.
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
Doing great. I love listening to Sonny talk pitching. I mean, he must be something behind the scenes. I don't recall anybody quite like him. Do you? When it comes to explaining what he does and what he puts into it?
Well, it's just very methodical and strategic. So I think, like, when you have, like, younger pitchers around him, they can learn so much because he articulates exactly what he's thinking, why he's doing it, and it's almost like he's always calling his shot, if you will. And so before he throws a pitch, like in a bullpen, he's trying to tell you what he's trying to do, and when he doesn't do it, he'll try to repeat it until he gets it right. And so I think just from like a fundamental and learning standpoint, our young pitchers get so much out of him.
And Matthew Liberatore was one of those who told me that, you know, Sonny took him under his wing right away, and he loves it even more that he's in the rotation, because when he was in the bullpen, and he loved both roles, but being in the dugout and having Sonny right there is such a luxury, you know, for something like that. And then the other question I had for you about Sonny is, what did he say? I mean, can you take us behind the scenes? And for that matter, Wilson Contreras, was it the same theme for both of them, wanting to be here, wanting to be part of this? Because obviously they're huge contributors to your success here recently.
Yeah, so in both cases, when both those guys signed here, they signed here with the intention of having success and winning. And, you know, obviously, when you think back to the offseason of 22 to 23, we went into that year expecting to win. And then obviously there were a lot of reasons why we didn't. But, you know, Wilson still wanted to be a part of that, and he wants to see this through. So, you know, this past offseason when we were taking the approach of we're going to give a lot of younger guys a chance, we're not going to be overly active on the free agent market, and we're going to see really what we have so we understand directionally where we want to go. And both Sonny and Wilson said, look, I know what we signed up for. I know what we want to be a part of, and we want to be a part of the Cardinals. So it's pretty cool.
And you have Phil Maton, a veteran who's been a part of championship teams. Obviously, Nolan Arenado, hungry. It is a veteran presence right now, and also a young team that is going to endure ups and downs. And I'm sorry to hear of Jordan Walker's injury. I hope it's not something that lingers because he was doing so well, John.
Yeah, he did get off to a good couple weeks, given the struggles he's had offensively. I'm not overly concerned. Obviously, I want to see how he feels coming off the off day on Monday. But my fingers are crossed this is not going to be an extended stay. But we'll see. But he is a someone that definitely was encouraged about where he was over the last week and a half. And hopefully we can have that be a building block for him.
And as we always say, it opens doors for others to have an opportunity. In theory, that would mean Nolan Gorman would get more opportunities at bats out of that, and others, of course, as a shuffle takes place when you lose somebody.
Yeah, I think between...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Burley and Gorman, you're going to see more plate appearances for them, so we'll see what they can do with it. Obviously, like as you pointed out, we always talk about on the show about opportunity, and the individuals that take advantage of that are the ones that become household names.
We had Bernie Miklos on the show a little earlier. Bernie got fired up, imagine that, but in support of Ollie Marmol. He really put down some big numbers about how Ollie has been in his first 4 years as manager, about the perception of Ollie. I'm just curious your evaluation of Ollie, particularly here in this moment as the Cardinals sit here in the position they're in, 8 games over and 3 games out.
Well, needless to say, I'm a big advocate of Ollie, a big supporter of him. I feel like a lot of people don't really give him a fair shake for a variety of reasons. When you think back to, you know, our time here in the last 3 decades with somebody like a Tony La Russa, then we transitioned to Mike Matheny, and then Mike Schilt, and now Ollie. You know, it's kind of incredible that we've only had 4 managers in that time. And, you know, I really feel like Ollie's just an emerging star. I think he understands the game. I think players like playing for him. He runs a really good clubhouse. I think from a in-game strategy standpoint, he understands. I mean, there's certainly times where he makes decisions and it doesn't work. But let me tell you, anybody that has to do that job, you're always being looked at. It's hard. It's tough. And I think he has the personality to really handle it. And I think he does a great job with it.
This is John Mozeliak, the Cardinals president of baseball operations. Just one more thing, and that is your moves yesterday. You bring Valade up. We got to see him in spring training. Interesting player, somebody that I think could have some opportunities. What did you think of what was behind bringing Valade and getting him a chance?
Well, when you think about losing Walker, we really felt like having someone that could play the outfield, give us some flexibility in the infield, right-handed bat. It just seemed to be a combination of a lot of things that were in his favor. And candidly, he's been playing really well. And so the timing of it was perfect, and hopefully he can take advantage of it.
And the last thing, Graceffo was sent down with Munoz brought in. Graceffo's going to stay as a reliever, isn't that right, in Memphis?
Yeah, we're going to try to make sure that we keep him to where he is capable of getting to 50 pitches. So that's just something we're going to talk through over the next 24 hours. But, you know, ultimately, he's got to learn to be a little more efficient. The other night, deep counts, ran his pitch count up high. Because obviously, I think in a game like that, you would have liked to see him finish. And, you know, unfortunately, we weren't able to do that.
Mo, thank you for making this work. Appreciate you jumping in early before Cardinal baseball. It's always good to hear you. And good luck today as you go after another series win.
All right, you have a great day, and thank you.
Thank you. John Mozeliak, Cardinals president of baseball operations, with us live on KMOX. We are ready to take you to Cardinal baseball. So here's what we have for you. We're going to go in about a minute to a break and then hit the top of the hour news. And then out of the news, Nate Gatter is going to take you from 11:10 on. He has pregame, postgame today. It's a 12:05 first pitch. Earlier game today, and the reason for that is it's being televised on Roku. So if you don't know where to find that, well, you got about an hour to do that. And then after that, you can always flip on KMOX and have the audio going. Ricky Horton and Mike Claiborne did a terrific job yesterday. The last thing that I wanted to mention was a congratulations, and that is to three of our own for being inducted into the Missouri Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame. The former host of this show, Ron Jacober, the decorated host not only on KMOX Radio, but for a long time, a terrific sportscaster for KSDK, and for decades, play-by-play, you name the sport, Ron was on it, traveling around and calling games, hitting the biggest interviews, and a huge part of our KMOX history as a longtime sports director. Congratulations, Ron. Congratulations to Jim Jackson, the longtime engineer for St. Louis Cardinal baseball, St. Louis University basketball, hockey. I mean, he has been all over everything related to KMOX sports. Jim also goes in, and Joe Buck, what more needs to be said? One of the best of his generation. A Missouri Broadcasters Association Hall of Famer, the three of them went in on Friday night. I'm Tom Ackerman. Thanks for joining us on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.